Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. New year, new money rules on flexible spending accounts. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's time to flex your money muscle and adjust your thinking about flexible spending accounts. FSAs are accounts where employees can set aside tax-free money to pay for out-of-pocket medical expenses. The account grows by you making equal recurring contributions from your paycheck. So not only is this money tax-free, it's money that's designated, money earmarked, budgeted, to cover medical expenses. All you need to decide in order to get started is how much money you want available in your FSA. This amount is divided by the number of paychecks you receive for the year, and that amount is then withheld before taxes from each paycheck. You can certainly save a significant amount of money this way. This new year brings new flexible spending account rules, one of the most significant of which relates to over-the-counter medications. They're no longer allowed for purchase under the new FSA account rules. So if you want to get a tax deduction for drugstore products that you regularly buy and use, you're going to have to get a prescription from your doctor, yes, even for things like Tylenol or Advil or your favorite cold medications. Consumers could lose up to $1,000 of tax break savings if not willing to go through the hassle or your doctor's unwillingness to write prescriptions for these items. I think it's worth the trouble. I also think it's imperative that anyone who has an FSA use it. Financial specialists say only 1 in 3 eligible employees who have FSA accounts do. Unfortunately, if you're self-employed, a flexible spending account is not available to you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.